Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My son Steve has a mug business. No, he doesn't mug people. He creates fun designs, puts them on coffee mugs, then sells them to folks all over the world. And what is his best-selling mug? Well, it has 101 dad jokes printed on it. If you aren't aware, a dad joke is a really lame joke. The kind of joke your dad tells you, which causes you to groan and roll your eyes and say things like, "Come on, Dad, get serious." But deep down, you know it was a brave attempt at humor, and you admire him for it. In order to appreciate a dad joke, you have to be a dad, like me. Here are some of my favorites from my son's mug, which I hope he will give me for free one day. Why do bees hum? Because they don't know the words. Why did the golfer change his pants? Because he got a hole in one. What do you get when you cross a cow and a shark? I don't know, but I wouldn't want to try to milk it. Come on, that is funny. Milk a shark. Did you hear about the clown who held the door for people? It was a nice gesture. That's funny, too. Why are horse-drawn carriages so unpopular? Because horses are bad at drawing. What do you call a hippie's wife? Mrs. Hippie. Mrs. Hippie. Why do cows have bells? Because their horns don't work. And what do you call a bull that ate a stick of dynamite? Abominable. Say what? Oh, abominable. Got it. Why can't your nose be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot. Come on, those are pretty good. You might not agree, but us dads need to laugh a little more, even if it means laughing at our own jokes. You see, parenting can be serious business. So here are 5 tips for being a godly dad that are no joke. First, be present. Dads work hard, but the wisest dads learn to put their work down and pick up their kids. If your kids are older, be careful with this. The best dads put their phones away and engage in real FaceTime with their children. If they're too tired to give out piggyback rides, they lay on the floor and make growling noises as their kids run circles around them. Be present. Second, be real. If you make a mistake in your parenting, tell your kids. Apologize to them when you mess up. Put yourself in time out if you have to. Let your kids see a soft and repentant heart, and they just may grow soft hearts of their own. Third, love their mama. Allow them to catch you smooching your wife at least once a week. Brag about their mom when they're around, and sometimes when she is too. Few things will give your kids a better foundation in life than knowing mom and dad loved one another and loved them too. Fourth, be fun. Great dads are fort builders, book readers, and Lego masters. Develop your repertoire of funny faces. Play hide and seek with your kids. Pretend you can't find them. What does your child enjoy? Find out and do that with them. If your kids are older, listen to their music with them. They'll be shocked, but go ahead and do. Pretend to like it. Be fun. Fifth, use me mail. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Your earnest prayers for your kids go straight to the throne room of God. Are you struggling to be the dad you want to be? Take it to God. Are you worried about your kids? Instead of worrying, pray. Remember that God loves your kids even more than you do, so take your requests and your cares to Him. Live on your knees. Use kneemail. And don't forget to tell a joke. A dad joke every once in a while. Like this one that I can barely read on this mug. Why did the shopping cart quit its job? It was tired of getting pushed around.
Ha ha! That's funny!
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.